Welcome.
Whoa.
Welcome to East Anchorage Rotary. This is a very small room, so we're whispering today. Would everyone please stand and be led in the pledge by Diana.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now Jim Liska is going to inspire us.
I think you've already inspired us, Jeff. I ask you to join me today on a reflection on gratitude. The great Roman philosopher Cicero said that gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. Many people might not agree with Cicero on first blush. Surely justice or honesty is a greater virtue than gratitude. But here's the genius of Cicero. Gratitude is the result of a debt to others, something we owe others. When you think of the virtues, they are based on what we owe others. Justice is about what we owe others and what is owed us. We owe others respect, kindness, and so forth. That is why gratitude is the parent of all the virtues. There are many things to express gratitude for. The English dramatist George Colman said, quote unquote, "You should always thank the bridge that carried you over." Please join me in thanking all the bridges in your life, your parents, teachers, clerics, and friends, all those who helped you to cross over from one part of your life to another. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Please be seated. I'd like to thank our greeter today, Greg Solomon. Thanks for greeting, Greg. And introducing visiting Rotarians will be Mary Rolfing.
Hello, President Jeff.
Hello, Mary.
And it's awfully noisy in here. Is it because it's so small? This is going to take me a while. We have one visitor, John Deischer, from Anchorage Downtown Rotary.
Hi, John. Thanks for coming, John. Mary wouldn't have had a job. I'd like to introduce our head table really quick. On my far right, Paul Pasley. On my second to my far right is Gideon Garcia. On the left side here is no one. My seat's over here. Then Jim Liska, our inspirational person. And then, is it Elsie? Elise Huggins, who is our speaker today. So please give a warm round of welcome to our head table. Don't forget the yellow cups. And now I think it's time for our one and only Kevin Curtis.
Yes, I am Mary Rolfing, as Red Vanna to Kevin. We would like to have the following people stand. And Kevin, do you want to explain what we're doing first?
We'll have to stand once we start.
All right. Come on down to the different show. Would you like them all to stand or one at a time? All right. Eleanor Andrews, would you please stand? There you are. And all you have to do is just stand. And then we will start with Anna Marie. You can ask one question or take a guess what her classification.
Well, it's the other way around. That was good, though.
All right. That's correct. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, there we go. Another $10. All right. Anne Marie.
You've got a gap.
Specialist?
Michael.
Financial services.
I understand it was.
Psychological? Number two, Rick Goodfellow.
Rick.
All right, here. All right.
Broadcasting. No, as far as classification, broadcasting.
Oh. 10 points to that man.
Nonprofit? No.
Accounting?
Does your profession have to do with financial services?
public relations?
No. Computers?
Technology services?
All right, Barbara Kager. Barbara Kager. Oh, there she is. Okay. Do you have anything to do, does your profession have anything to do with sales?
does your classification have anything to do with retail sales?
Is your classification retail sales?
Real estate?
Are you an owner of a business? Classification business owner.
No.
Can I guess? broadcasting. No.
Sales. Broadcast sales.
Communication sales.
Radio sales.
Multimedia sales? Video sales.
Okay, Renee, take.
Oh, I'm going to get the classification wrong. Renee owns Lane's Art Supplies. She's the owner of a for-profit business that we love. Any of those things count on your classification?
Retail sales?
Art sales? Art retail sales?
All right, Gerald.
All right, our last but not least, Amy Slinker.
You have to do with sales.
You have to do with engineering or architecture. Oh, architecture.
Do you have anything to do with communication?
Classification, communication engineering?
Darn. Architectural engineering classification?
Shh. One word.
Okay, one more, Kathy. Because the floor is so tight.
Are you in communications in a design firm? Design communications.
Design engineering.
This is the big one, Carol. Get it right.
Public relations.
Oh. And Kevin, our winner is?
Our winner is Carol and Michael. 2020. Is each deck. Thank you for everybody participating.
Thank you, Kevin. It's not just the scar, it's the story about the scar, too. So call, you know, if you've got a good scar that is not through elective surgery, please see Kevin. It has to be an accidental scar. Okay, Diane, would you please walk around the crowd and get some happy dollars?
You bet. No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief is my own. Let's hear about yours.
Well, you'll hear about mine right away. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Baron Futschel. Saturday is the Walk for Hope. I have announced this a few times in the past, and it is upon us. On your tables, you will find the blue sheets. I need 10 volunteers to be there on Saturday between 8 and 10 o'clock. It's at the Park Strip, and if you have any questions, give me a call. My telephone numbers are on the sign-up sheet. There will be coffee from Kaladi Brothers, and I will bring donuts. So maybe that is some incentive for you to sign up. Anyway, it should be good weather. I've ordered up good weather just like today, and I hope to see 10 of you on Saturday. If you are not signing up, I will draft you and write. Thank you.
And the sign-up sheets are on the tables or here with you first. And... President Jeff, fellow Rotarians and friends, I am super happy today because 1 year ago, my daughter Christina was born. And so today is her first birthday, and she's down here just drooling all over the place because she's getting a new tooth. But I want to contribute $100 to my Paul Harris just because I'm very grateful for her. Thank you.
And we're grateful that even with that new baby, you've been able to be a vital member of our club. Thank you, Barbara.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Woody Angst. An update since yesterday in the note that's in your East Wind Bulletin, Giannis Plume is moving probably as we speak from Providence over to the specialty hospital, St. Elias. He is now fully into a recovery, rehabilitation therapy mode. The timeline is indefinite. And his wife, Georgia, has let it be known that close friends and visitors would be welcome. I did see Giannis yesterday afternoon. He does have the defibrillator in as a preventative measure should his heart miss a beat. They want to be sure that it picks right back up again. He is walking. The therapy nurses are chasing him to get him out of bed and off his butt to start using his body, his muscles. He complains, as you would expect, that that's hard work, and he gets tired, and the muscles hurt when he's done. So these are all very positive signs. If you have a chance, he is at St. Elias. It will be for the short-term, foreseeable future. We do not have a definite timeline. Everything's good news as we progress. Thank you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Dave Kester here, and also on your tables is the sign-up sheet for the next mobile food pantry distribution, which is not this Saturday, that's Walk for Hope, but the following Saturday, May 9th. So please sign up for that. There'll be quite a few of our regulars attending the district conference that weekend. So if you've never or haven't been able to attend a mobile food pantry distribution, please do. It's a great time. So please sign up.
Thank you. And Michelle.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Michelle Tabler, and I'd like to introduce my guest, Lisa Monson, who's here representing Hospice of Anchorage today.
Thank you. I was here a few weeks ago to accept a donation for hospice, and I learned about this Happy Bucks plan, and that's how you get to talk, so I want to make a contribution. I wanted to be sure that I had a chance to say something. The program didn't allow a chance to say anything last time. I'm the treasurer of Hospice of Anchorage, and you have contributed to our organization. Last year, I think, was the first year. And then this year, we are supported until this year 100% by personal donations. And I, on behalf of the board, I just want you all to know how significant the contributions from East Rotary have been to our organization. Our primary patients are those that don't qualify for Medicare, and some of them children, and often don't have another option. And so and because we're a very small organization, the amount of money that you give to us makes a significant difference in what we're able to do for those patients, and we are very appreciative of your support.
Well, Lisa, since you've just said all those nice things about us, how about we give you a check for $5,556 for hospice?
So do I have to give her the $5 back?
No. We're going to keep that.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, I'm John Deischer visiting with you. I say hello to a lot of my friends here at Anchorage East. I'm here to talk about group study exchange. We have a group study exchange team for our district that's arriving on May 5th. They're in the evening. Anyone that would like to meet them, they're from Korea. They will arrive about 6:47 Thursday. I think that's it's the 5th. It's Tuesday the 5th. And we're hoping to have them visit your club for lunch on Wednesday. Now, they'll be a little tired because they've been traveling, and we'd like to have hosts for the five Koreans to visit Anchorage East, which will be the primary club that they'll have a chance to meet with because they're going up to the district conference on the 7th. And I can't think of a better club to host them and get an experience of what Anchorage is all about than this club. So if you please let me know, we have some really good GSE supporters here, especially Sue and Heather, and anyone else that wants to step up and meet these people and show them what Alaskan hospitality is all about, I'd like to hear from you. Thank you very much. I'll be around right after the meeting.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Jim Lushka here. I have, first of all, 10 happy bucks because number one, Eleanor Andrews is receiving an honorary degree this Sunday from UAA, so I'd like to congratulate her on that.
Is that in financial services or psychology or none of those other classifications they missed?
No.
Do we have to call you Dr. Andrews now? Is that right?
Also, $21 for the 2,100 students that are graduating from UAA this Sunday, and join me in congratulating them.
Thank you, Jim. And Heather.
President Jeff, all Rotarians, I'm Heather Flynn. I have one happy talk for Rick Goodfellow, Craig Bledsoe. Put out a call. I need some help for a postroom, and instantly I got response from both of them. Thank you very much. Bobby is also going to be a greeter at the airport for a bunch of people coming in to the district conference. And of course, there's Greg, always Greg, ready to make a sign. Bless his heart. Thank you, Greg. And of course, there's Diana too, because Diana is going to be the referee on the bus on the way back. I have another happy dollar for the four wonderful people, Bill Myernick, Rick Benjamin, and Thelma Snow Jackson, and Bob Schatz, who along with me, formed the wonderful Bartlett Scholarship Committee. Bill and Rick were there last night. It was absolutely terrific, and each of you will get the opportunity to meet those six winners on the 13th of January, 13th of May, the day after they graduate, and we comp the students, but they usually bring their parents, so I want to see a show of hands right now of those people who are going to help us pay for all of those, writing these all down, see all these people who are going to help us pay for lunch for all of those people. I know they will. Just let him know. Take care of it. And finally, one final happy buck. I'm back on my bicycle.
Heather, I have a program here, and you are always so generous. I know you'll find a special way of buying that program back from me. Heather was recognized at the YWCA as one of their sponsors for their 10th Annual Achievement Award.
President Jeff, Sergeant Arms, Diane, I'm so amazed and appreciative of my recognition by the University of Alaska. I've been on the board of advisors and lots of volunteer things, but this is probably the most rewarding recognition I've ever received. And so I want to donate $1,000 to our Paul Harris Fund for people who just need a little bit more money to get over.
Thank you. Hey, Sergeant of Arms, Diane. John might have stolen just a little bit of, not thunder, but gave a clue away. Who can tell me right now in 10 words or less what group study exchange is? Rick, no fair, John. Rick. You're probably no fair, too, but tell us, please. That's right, and it goes two ways, right? We've got a team that goes there, and we've got a team that comes here. John's just told you we have a team coming in from Korea. Our team is there now. Well, you know, to keep things going, you always have to get ready for the next session. Part of the International Chair's responsibility in the Fourth Avenue Service is identifying a potential application for the next outbound team, which is Finland. And I'm here to tell you today I have an application that I'm going to be asking Jeff to approve. And if she's selected, if she's not selected, we'll be asking her to become a Rotarian now. She is that worthy. And if she is selected, we'll be inviting her when she returns.
Well, it's hard to know what to hope for. Select our new member.
Well, President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, I'm Craig Bledsoe, and I'd like to express my thanks to Gideon Garcia and all the wonderful transportation that he is providing as we speak for the RILA team, a Rotary Youth Leadership Kids that are headed over to Whitehorse, Yukon. They're probably motoring through Tok about now, headed across the border. 1:30 at Tok, okay. So, Victoria, our daughter, got on board this morning in Eagle River, and a bunch of other people, including Kathleen Madden, who is representative, and we just heard about Yanis Plume. Well, his father, Dennis Plume, is our other chaperone who's going, so they are on the bus headed that way right now, and Victoria promised to explain to Dennis all about new technology such as iPod. So she's giving him an iPod briefing all the way to Whitehorse with lots of music as we speak. Thank you.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, I have the pleasure of introducing, you can stand, Michelle. Michelle Drew, and she is actually a friend of David Cottrell. She works at Macunda Cottrell & Company. And she is checking us out. That's all I can say.
Yeah. And we're going to check you out as well. Although, didn't you pay a fine for him last week? Yeah, she's starting out well. She paid me $10 to be here last week.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, I just wanted to make an announcement about the spring barbecue. Jim and Bobby Olson have stepped up to the plate to have the barbecue at their home. It'll be Saturday, May 16th, starting at 4 p.m. and I guess ending whenever. So I hear the parties go for Rotary anyway. It's $10 for adults and $5 for kids. You can pay in advance, and they're ready to take your money today if you want to register. So.
Yep, Bobby and Jim have a great party house and a big deck for that sunny day. Yes, perfect.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, five happy dollars. One for Mary not announcing me as a visiting Rotarian. And four happy dollars for each week. I'll be team captain next month. So some people think this is a chore. I'm looking as an opportunity to reconnect with my Rotary family. So thanks for the opportunity.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, just want to make a report. Diana and I met like for 30 seconds with the Bhutanese family. They did arrive, and we're going to go see them after our meeting today and sort of have our first session with them. And if we could, the people who are involved and want to be involved with the refugee program, if you could come to this table for a few minutes after the meeting, we're going to kind of fill you in on more of the details. Now, we'll give a fuller report next week.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, next Wednesday is highway cleanup. Thanks to everybody that responded to my email this morning. We are looking for 10 to 12 folks. We are going to get started at 5:30. For those that don't know, we clean Northern Lights between the Seward Highway and Lake Otis, hoping that it's going to take about a couple of hours, and I'll do a recon and see if anyone else has gone up and cleaned it before we get there. And thanks very much.
I think there's lots of joyful arts out here, but...
Anne-Marie, fine free.
Oh.
Thank you very much, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. I'm Anne-Marie Moylan. As you know, I'm the development director at ACA, and I have a quick moment to say that you'd be amazed what you can get for $103 this coming season with ACA. $103 gives you a ticket to every Broadway show, The Wizard of Oz, Chicago, and The Lion King. Truly, it's a sea ticket, but it's the cheapest deal in town. Our phones are ringing off the hook. They didn't really want me to come to Rotary today, but I said I had to. But that is the news that you should spread around. $103, and you get to see all three of those great shows.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Paul McGuire, would you please do us the honor of auctioning off the button for me?
Right there. She can tell us how valuable it was, and she would buy it again if she had the opportunity. Who's going to give me $50 right now for the month of May? $50 right now, right there. Now 100. Now 100. Now 100. Where's 100? 50 is a bid right there. Now I need 100. 100. Now 150. 150, Rick? Will you go 150, Rick? I got him at 100. You go 150. 150. Thank you. Now 2. 150 now 2. The horn doctor wants to sell. 2. Thank you very much. Now 2.5. 2. Now 2.5. 2. Now 2.5. 2.5. Thank you very much. Rick, focus this way. Don't get distracted. Stay with me. 250, 275, it's on sale. You're right. 250 is right there going once. 275, she's in again now. 300, no, is that a bid or is that a nod or is that a $300 right there now? 3.25. 3 now 325. 3 now 325. 3 now 325. Remember, you don't need permission. You just need to raise your hand. 3 now 325, 300 going once, twice, sold it right there to John Dyson from
Thank
the Anchorage Glacier Pilots.
All right, and now, without any further ado, I'm going to let Jim introduce our program.
Very pleased to introduce our speaker this afternoon. Lise Huggins is president of the board of the Alaska Botanical Garden. She is also one of Alaska's leading landscape architects and has worked in the East Anchorage community on several projects to enhance the area for residents and visitors. She has a vision for East Anchorage that combines the community's cultural facilities to create unique, livable neighborhoods. Please join me in welcoming her to the podium.
Thank you very much. You guys are great. It's amazing what you've done. It's very impressive what you've done and what you guys are doing out there. I love the introduction, the inspiration and gratitude, because I have to say the Rotary has helped the Alaska Botanical Gardens in the past. All of Anchorage has helped us. We are a very small garden, and gratitude, I can't say enough. The only way we raise money and we do things is through Anchorage, and Anchorage has helped the Botanical Garden grow so big and so well in the past. We're about to celebrate 25 years next year, and this is a pretty awesome thing for Anchorage. How many people have been out to the gardens? Ah, that's incredible. Good. So mostly you know what I'll be talking about. How many people are members? Well, that's okay. We're working on that. Feel free to interrupt me as I do this, and I'm not a techno person, but okay. So I do I'm sorry to the people who have two little stickies under your cups. It doesn't get you a T-shirt or anything. As a little bit of an educator, I think that it's better to have a quiz and ask questions. So keeping this list in mind, I'll be asking you about this list later on. So, but our mission at the Botanical Gardens, and this list has a little bit to do with our mission. Our mission at the gardens is education, research, and recreation. Those are kind of the three things that we do. And look at that. Okay. Our location, most of you know this, we're at the kind of at the intersection of Tudor and Muldoon Road, right off of Campbell Airstrip Road. There's a new fire station at the corner there, a fairly new fire station, and we actually share a parking lot with Benny Benson School. Our site is bordered by Campbell Airstrip Road to the west, Campbell Creek Wetlands and the Campbell Creek Regime to the east. You can see the bright AWW water tanks. Those are north of our site, and the parking lot that we share with Benny Benson School. We have a 110-acre site. 80 acres is through a lease through Municipality of Anchorage. It's a 55-year lease that we were very happy to get in 2001 or 2002. That is the only, by the way, the only municipal support that the Alaska Botanical Gardens gets is that land lease, which we do pay a nominal amount for. The gardens have developed over the years. We have many programs and many activities. If you haven't been there to see some of the peonies and some of the flowers growing, it is one of the most spectacular shows in town. I even think it's better than Town Square Park, and it's just spectacular, the plants that you can see there. We try hard to label the plants and provide educational opportunities. Gardens. And I'll walk you through a little bit of these gardens later, but just some incredible things that happen out at the garden. Like I said, our land is... I have tech people that do things for me, and this is, they change how you want to make a presentation. 110 acres of uplands, along with the Campbell Creek wetlands. We are a part of Far North Bicentennial Park. Many, many years ago, Far North Bicentennial Park was created, and it was a wonderful thing that was done. And the Botanical Gardens has off and on teamed with many other, for a while we were part of the Heritage Cultural Center site, and they actually decided to locate someplace else. So we are, like I say, a privately funded nonprofit 501c3. We have an 18 board membership on our board of directors. I think we're currently at 15 or so. 18 is a pretty big board. We have an awesome board of directors. It has evolved from a group of gardeners, and there's nothing wrong with a group of gardeners, but we actually have active fundraisers now. We have lawyers. We have, unfortunately, CPAs. No offense to anyone, but I was just reading the other day that you should only have a maximum of two CPAs on your board. And after our board meeting this week, I understand why they're so conservative. Plant people are dreamers. We do have a full-time executive director. She came on board about 3 years ago through a Rasmussen Foundation grant that is helping us grow and expand in terms of the programs we do. Julianne McGinnis is our executive director. She has 6 part-time positions and 1 intern that help her out. She's got to be one of the busiest people in Anchorage. The amount of programs that Julianne and her staff put forth are incredible. Right now, we're about 1,000 members. We'd like to double that. 3 years ago, we said we would double our membership, and we did, so we're 1,000 strong. We have oftentimes more volunteers than we have members. That's a low volunteer number, but we do have 200 strong volunteers. That doesn't include a lot of the people we get for day of caring and some of those day or weekend events. Right now we have around 1,100 plant species. That's low for a botanical garden, and it's just a reflection of our size. When you go outside and you visit botanical gardens, you'll have anywhere from 5,000 to 20,000 and up species of plants on display. We may never get to that 20,000 simply because, climate change may help us in the future. But But we'd like to expand on that. And the reason to expand on plants and the type of plants we have is it's educational and it's research. There are so many things that plants help us do. And I can go into my story. You know, there's plant people out there. There's bird people. There's animal people. And the botanical gardens right now is a lot about plants and plant people and understanding how plants help us in the world. Think about that first slide. Let's see, 25,000 plus or minus annual visitors. Nationwide, botanical gardens are moving up really fast on the list of things that draw people to communities. They are becoming one of the lead industries of, oh, we're going to go to the city and we're going to visit a botanical garden. And we get a lot of visitors in Anchorage. We don't do as good of accounting as we could, but we think we're up there between 25,000 and 30,000 visitors. Right now, our operating budget is about $440,000. Oh, we have many different types of visitors at the gardens. How do we get support, donations, memberships, event and program revenue? We do have a retail nursery that we've always had it. It was on hiatus for a while. We have some new management of that, and it's pretty spectacular. We get local artwork, jewelry, crafts, and things from local Alaskan artists. That's our prime supplier for the gift store. We have a few other suppliers. We are dependent on corporate sponsorships for a lot of our programs. Like many of you, operations is one of the weaknesses of the botanical gardens. A lot of people want to help us buy and build, and we don't say no to anything. Well, we don't say no to a lot, but we do depend on corporate sponsors for our day-to-day operation, and we do depend on our memberships for our day-to-day and our volunteers for that day-to-day operation. Venue rentals and grants. Just a few shots. This was our first garden that we built in the botanical gardens. It was an herb garden. It involved a tremendous community effort. A lot of it was put in by volunteers. The design work by a local landscape architecture firm, Land Design North, partly donated the design and the time for that. We are really, truly a community-based facility. There we go. Verna Pratt and her husband and the Rock Garden Society have helped us develop a rock garden. That's really cool. A lot of the little alpine things there. We have collectors from Alaska. We also have collectors that travel to China, India, the Himalayas, from faraway places. We have some pretty unique plants. A couple of different activities at Botanical Gardens, Wildflower Walk. We are trying to name all of our plants. Apparently one of the things that annoys people the most at Botanical Gardens nationwide is the lack of identifying tags. And it's amazing how much money you spend on identifying plants. I never realized, but I guess people bring tags home with them, so I don't know that. So that's an ongoing. Oh, there we go. Activities, a lot of the botanical gardens, a lot of what we do is volunteer docents who guide on nature trails. We also have handouts that allow people to take, like the Jeff Lowenfeld's Family Nature Trail Walk, which is a walk that takes you through many different types of Alaska forests. We're really nice. We're located on this ridge that includes uplands. It has some incredible views. It's got a very interesting vegetation regime as well. The site was affected by the spruce bark beetle years and years ago, and that's changed it a little bit, but it's actually made it much more interesting. Some of the site programs. We do have an on-site nursery. We are starting to specialize in plants that local nurseries don't provide, or we're trying to focus on plants. One of the great things that we've been working on is we just had the Peony Growers Association up here speaking at our conference, and they introduced this idea of Alaska happens to be an ideal place to grow peonies. And there's some money to be made in peonies. It's one that's also a family type of business. If you own a couple of acres of land and you have a little bit of patience, peonies are they're sold to people worldwide as wedding and flower plants and arrangements. So the botanical garden, we see ourselves in the future as experimenting with some of those plants, as being the place that we collect people and growers together so they can have dialogues and speak amongst themselves, which is what the conference did. Other than that, our nursery, we envision that someday that is the place that you'll go where you can't get another plant at a local nursery. A local nursery can only provide what they can sell, and the botanical gardens is in the unique position to sell plants that are more experimental in nature, are a little bit harder to grow, or maybe a little bit more expensive. So we hope to go in that direction of becoming just a specialty place for Anchorage gardeners. We have many kids programs. We host the site for many weddings, which I find very amazing. We have very hardy Alaskans that don't mind getting married out in the wild. Right now we don't. We have porta potties and we have tents for our buildings. So we do have hardy Alaskans that do weddings. We also have an interesting phenomenon of guerrilla weddings in the gardens, where people go in without permission and have weddings and ask our other guests to get out of the way. So that's something we're playing with as a board. Many, many children's programs. We know that children are this wonderful audience, and if we can get kids interested in plants early on in life, it's a great thing. We have the Discovery Duffel program, which is a duffel bag that you can go to the gardens as a family and check out the duffel bag at no cost, and it has things in it, things to discover and explore, microscopes or magnifying glasses and things to measure soil with. So that's one of our great little programs. The other one is Schools in the Garden. We actually host, and I believe the other day we hosted 51 elementary school children as the first, I think that was yesterday that we did that. So we do bring the schools, and we have docents and we have teachers that guide the kids on nature walks. They discover things, they unearth worms, they look at cankers on trees and get explanations as to why those are there. Check out duffel bag. There you go. One of the things that, once again, a big thank you to Anchorage Rotary has in the past supported our Junior Master Gardener program. That program involves a mini summer camp for kids, and that takes them through this growing and what do plants do and how does the seed become a plant program. So that has been a great program that's attracted a broad variety of children throughout Anchorage. We are trying to focus on variety. A lot of times in the gardening and at botanical gardens nationwide, they do tend to be a little bit wealthier end of the community, people that have more time and stuff. And there's a tendency now that botanical gardens are becoming a little bit more well-rounded. They're serving a lot more of the population. They're being the foundation for a lot of community gardens and teaching people how to grow vegetables and how to be a little bit self-reliant. Story time in the garden, a very popular program. Garden Fair this year will be June 20th and 21st, and I don't know how many of you attend Garden Fair, but it's a pretty incredible event. We get very high-quality craftsmen. The focus is on garden tools, garden art, things made from the gardens that are sold. It is, I think, one of the best outdoor craft events in Alaska these days. We do have speakers and demonstrations, all sorts of things from how to heal your hurt hands doing garden yoga to demonstrating how to build a pot and how to make hypertufas and things like that. So it's a very it's our big significant event for getting people out to the garden. A couple of years ago, we started a gala that is a couple of nights before we open for Garden Fair. We have invited local artists, and it's actually a juried art show. It's probably the biggest single place that you could buy art, garden art, and some pretty significant pieces of garden art. Cindy Shake has provided pieces. Mariki Heatwell has provided us pieces. Lucy Zerker, these are hard to see here, but incredible little felted pieces that sit on trees and make these wonderful little colorful elements. That is a ticketed event. It's a dinner reception. That is, I think, two nights before before Garden Fair. All of these programs and stuff that we have are on the website, so you can get specific dates, and I think some of the handouts that you have dates of some of our programs. Special garden events that we do, a lot of these are fundraisers for us. The Secret Garden Series, which are private tours of gardens. We organize select people, and if anyone here thinks they have a great garden, let me know. We'll have someone talk to you about having your garden visited by gardeners. My garden will never be eligible, by the way. Gardeners are very picky people, and they can point out weeds from 30 feet away. It's amazing. The people visited my garden and said, no. Lighthouse Garden Tea is a special event. We have a member, a former board member, who donates her garden, which is incredibly immaculate, and she hosts a tea for us. That's an important fundraiser. We've been out in the valley and out at remote sites hosting where people have hosted garden parties for us. We do a lot in terms of adult education. We have many programs. We have a speaker this Saturday, Tracy DiSabbiato, I can't say it right, but who'll be speaking. We had, Glenn Stamets, the mushroom guy, and I don't know if anyone, if you attended this talk, but the Daily News called it How to Save the World with Mushrooms, or How Mushrooms Will Save the World. It was a fascinating lecture. Everything from the fact that mushrooms are being, or mycorrhizae are being investigated and explored now for their ability to contain oil and treat oil spills. It's pretty amazing stuff that you can tap a mycorrhizal and those little mushroom roots, and I'm saying it wrong because I'm not a technical person. Mycorrhizal, where you can tap a root at one end and 8 miles away, instantly that root, that rhizome, that the mycorrhizae that's running through the soil will acknowledge that tapping. I mean, there's some pretty amazing stuff that's going on. And they say that's just the tip of the iceberg with some of the stuff. So the ABG is heavily involved in bringing speakers to Alaska. These just show some sketches that were done. We had a botanical illustrator come up. She's on her second trip, who's taught wonderful classes in botanical illustration. Spring Garden Conference, we do that as part of our annual meeting. And again, we're pretty maxed out. We use UAA's library and are very thankful for that. And it's pretty much a full crowd every year that we've done this, lectures and workshops. The other thing that we do is preservation and research. We don't, this isn't as well known, but we have teamed with UAA and we have teamed with the Forest Service on, we're doing a remote, mostly somebody else is doing it, but we're helping with the grant monies and funneling things. Research as to types of plants that are growing in remote areas, how is climate change affecting some of these plants. So ABG does envision that we'll do more of this type of research and preservation. Bering Glacier Floral Inventory, and that is mostly through UAA. On our site, we're actually working with the Forest Service and the Cooperative Extension Service to look at this birch leaf miner and how it's affecting Anchorage and what are some of the treatment opportunities for it. If you were out on the site last year, you probably walked around and saw these cool little tented things, and that's what those were about. Those are research projects to figure out how you can handle this. We depend a lot on volunteers for maintenance of our beds. We depend a lot on the Alaska Master Gardener Association, the Wildflower Club, the Rock Garden Association, Herb Study Group. There's a bazillion groups out there. If you have a plant, there's almost always going to be a society that's involved with it, the Rhododendron Society, the Orchid Society. And it's amazing how many of them are in Anchorage and how many are well attended. We do have an Adopt-A-Bed Volunteers program. Alaska Children's Services has been involved in the garden for years and years. They have been critical in helping us build roads and keep the garden maintained. We do try to work with youth as much as possible. Nine Star and McLaughlin Youth Center have provided us with youth that again, build trails, do repairs. Boys and Girls Club, gift shop clerks, some of the other things that we have volunteers do. We use volunteers in the office as well, especially to help us administer when we do programs, take in information when people sign up for things. The the wisdom of this board is pretty phenomenal. I have not been on the board that long, but since I've been here, when I first got on, I actually helped the ABG in the master plan process as a consultant. And it's pretty amazing that this group of people, instead of going out and building more gardens and building more gardens, they said, let's stop and let's think about what we're doing. And they actually developed a master plan and paid some pretty big, raised money and paid some pretty big bucks to develop a master plan and ask the question of where do we see ourselves in 10 years, where do we see ourselves in 20 years. And we're kind of, we just went through that process again because, you know, boards evolve and we bring more members on. And we have a pretty clear vision of where we want to go, and it's pretty amazing what this group wants to do. Well, one more minute, man. Okay, we've done a lot in the past, including building these perimeter fences to keep the moose out, major gardens, membership. You know, we have membership fees just like everybody else. I'm just going to roll through this because I have no time. Member benefits, there's a ton of member benefits. Oh, okay, so back to this, because this is the big thing. I have two T-shirts, and better than two T-shirts, I have a free membership for someone who can answer one of several questions. What is this list? Flat names of plants. Okay, I think, okay, yeah, thanks, guys. Mostly plants, though. This is what you had for lunch today.
Broccoli.
Well, was it broccoli?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the plant list that you had. So can you tell me, if you look at that list, what shouldn't be on that list in terms of plants? Any guesses? Both tourists. Who said both tourists? The winner of the T-shirt. Because both tourists is what? I mean, the auto industry has really used this name, tourists. It's the beef that you saw. Right. Okay, someone gets that T-shirt for that. Then anything else that totally doesn't belong on this list? Gallus domesticus is a chicken, so it kind of belongs on the list because it's something we ate today. But there's something on there that really doesn't belong. Who said that? Utica hasta para gustasna? Did somebody say that? Okay, that's a yoga pose. So it doesn't belong on there. So I have one other T-shirt. So you get your choice of T-shirts. If someone can tell me what the state tree is, I have a T-shirt for that person. Sitka spruce, another winner of a T-shirt. If someone can give me the botanical name of the state flower. Oh, forget-me-not. We all know forget-me-not. Any ideas? Okay. Hearing no better offers, that gets you a free membership. Thank you very, very much. We truly appreciate your support.
Thank you for coming, and to help your plants grow, play this music in the garden. It's ukulele music, and they will all grow much bigger. And if you haven't been to the botanical garden, it's a great place to go and pick flowers. So try to get there. Also, Saturday, Walk for Hope, 8 o'clock, don't forget. Wednesday, May 6th, cleanup, don't forget. Barbara, thank you for your $100 donation to Paul Harris and Eleanor Andrews. Congratulations on your doctorate and your $1,000 donation. Spring Barbecue on May 16th. And thanks, John Dyson, for buying the Finding Free button. And Diane, do you have a winner?
Well, we certainly will. This is the winningest Rotary Split the Pot ever. Elise, will you please choose one of those blue tickets? Lucky person is going to come up and sing with us. 226. Oh, Barbara. Yay. Christina. Well, but you don't have to think of it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do I have to go over the rules? 10. 10 seconds. It can be in any language. And we trust you, Barbara. Okay.
You can't feel all the letters.
Yeah, okay.
Z.
It's a Z.
Do-da, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Thank you, and this meeting is adjourned.
Okay, well, we'll just start.
Josh.